Chapter 9. Utilizing the Knowledge Acquired. The previous chapter concluded the acquisition of knowledge in scientific expression. You are now in a position to utilize the knowledge in such situations as wording a scientific paper, addressing an audience in a scientific meeting, or applying for a job corresponding to your scientific background. Let's go.
61st lesson, and last but two. Participating in a scientific meeting.
Now you have a comprehensive knowledge of scientific English. You can utilize it, for instance, by participating or taking part in a scientific meeting.
You have just received a call for papers for a meeting to be held at Llanfair Pwllgingl... Oh, my God, gogogogogog. A well-known place in Wales.
A simultaneous translation from Welsh to English will be provided.
If you want to give a paper, you must draft a draft and word an abstract or a summary.
Then you must submit it to the scientific committee before the deadline indicated.
Don't forget the title and the subtitles, and also the captions with the schematics and the tables.
If your work is found novel and relevant, it will be accepted for presentation.
The chairman will then invite you as a lecturer, which will save you the registration fees.
Booking fees. Even so, you will still have to fill in the application form for the accommodation.
Sharing a hotel with other participants enables you to meet with them.